Welcome back in the zone, live from the UCA Student Center. Justin Acri, Phil Elson, who is going to be on the mic tonight for the Travelers game at Dickey Stevens Park. I will be here tonight. And if you want to check out the game, it's on the Heartbeat 106.7, our sister station. Justin, oh, that's me. Steve Sullivan, rather, will be with us. And Matty T, who is, of course, the man in the zone every day, is going to be with us tonight. And look forward to being with you, Matty. We're going to have hopefully a lot of fun tonight. Lots of good highlights that we can chop out and play back tomorrow. So should be fun. Don't know a lot about Incarnate Word, but I'm going to spend the afternoon prepping. I like to cram, just like I used to do for exams when I was on a college campus. So it'll be just like that. Joined now by UCA President Tom Courtway, who is as everybody is on this campus and around the state, juice for football and ready to roll.
Yeah, Justin, we're ready. It's a lot of excitement on campus and here in the Student Center, and I think we'll, like Coach Cox said, we need about 13,000 plus tonight to rock the house.
It's going to be a little warm, but it'll be fun to get with several thousand of our friends and root on the Bears.
Yeah, it ought to be a great atmosphere. First game of the season in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So we ought to have a great crowd, and other than the fact that it's going to be a little hot, everybody can drink some water and come early and stay late.
Yeah.
Watch the Bears.
So in addition to being a fan tonight, what are a couple of priorities for you as you settle in on the new academic year?
Well, obviously our enrollment, and which is, as of this morning, was up good, a little over 300 over where we were last year.
That's great.
A lot of excitement on campus, a lot of planning, a lot of things we're talking about doing, maybe a Greek village with some Greek housing down the road. Academics have always been good here, and we've just got a lot of excitement here, so we've got a lot going.
Coach Rushing is very thrilled about the academic standing on her team. 3.6, she said, as a team. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I think Brad said the other night that he brought the coaches and the athletic advisors and all of them brought the overall GPA above 3 for the first time.
That's amazing.
And, you know, I've said many times it's great to win on the court and on the field, but, man, they got to get a degree, and they got to go out in the world. And with that grade point average, I'm very, very proud. And, you know, our football team has led the conference in APR for the last 3 years, I think.
Yeah, they take this whole student-athlete thing pretty seriously around here.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's the big advantage of going to Division I when you look at it. I mean, you got to keep these student-athletes eligible. You got to keep them going to class, and you got to keep them graduating. So it's very beneficial.
All these other students that are going to be at the game tonight, did you hear that? No matter how late you stay, you got that 8 a.m. class tomorrow morning, go there. This is coming from somebody that skipped those classes.
Yeah, and when I was in college and law school, I had 7:30 classes. And so, I liked them because I could get up all my classes through by noon. So
I did too, yeah. I actually would have, I'm always been an early riser. I mean, even today, my son, like, I'll get up at 5, and he'll like 5:15, he just rolls in there. I think it's genetic with us. But, yeah, I would get there like 7:45 for an 8 o'clock class. I'm with you. I like to be done early.
So. Yeah, I always did.
Yeah.
Always.
Now, you went to – did you go to Hendrix?
Yes, my dad was the athletic director there for a long time.
Okay, so
– my dad started out years ago in Wilson, a little bitty town over in Mississippi County. He's a football coach and a swimming coach, and then we moved to Conway in 1961, and he became the swimming coach and ultimately the AD at Hendrix. So I was a gym rat growing up.
All right, well, they got football back over there, so your alma mater playing as well. They're excited, I know, over there.
Yeah, it ought to be good. Clint spoke about that yesterday when he talked to the Conway Kiwanis Club. Clint did a great job everywhere he goes, but I got the opportunity. Brad and I were out there yesterday and heard him speak, and he really did a great job.
UCA President Tom Courtway joining us in the zone here. We're at the UCA Student Center. Football tonight at 7 o'clock. University of Incarnate Word coming to town, and school out of San Antonio. And among the notable things about them, as most people know by now, Ricky Williams, the former Texas star, Heisman Trophy winner, is on their staff, at least part-time, because he also works with the Texas broadcast team. And I think it was our morning show talking about the three schools here in town and the academic sort of, I don't want to call it a mindset, I don't know if that's the right word, but the bottom line is it's such a great academic town, and Conway's such a great community for that. I mean, it's, you know, obviously a good environment to be in as a student or, in your case, as an administrator.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I grew up here, and the great thing about Conway is a lot of people that go to school here, whether it's Hendrix, CBC, or especially UCA, they stay here. Mm-hmm. And the other thing it does is we bring in new faculty every year, so it gets a vibrancy that you don't get in a lot of areas. And it's just a great community. I mean, we've got great city government, chamber. Brad Lacey and his staff at the Conway Chamber and Development have done a great job. So we're proud of where we're going.
No doubt about it. So we see Dr.
Here's
T
Dr.
here as
T.
well.
Yeah, he's got on his purple tie and his purple shirt.
You talked about
good.
You talked about attendance here at UCA. Let me ask you about, you know, we've talked about this with major programs, and we've seen an influx when a team has success, especially on the football field, but in other sports sometimes as well. you get that notoriety you're talked about. Do you see that? Is there a connection there, do you think? I mean, there's certainly a great environment for students who go to the games here at UCA.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it helps. The buzz around we're on the buzz, but the buzz around campus and around Conway and Central Arkansas, it certainly helps. It mm-hmm. gets people talking about you. I mean, you put a great product on the field and the court like we had, especially the last few years, and it creates an interest in your school and an interest in your academics, and because it brings people to campus, so it's good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Any memories from? And was Hendricks playing football when you were in school?
No, okay. My dad came the year they came the year we came the year they dropped it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's... So yeah, he it no no any memories. I was I came to almost every UCA game growing up from the time I lived here.
Okay.
Because my dad had gone to school at UCA and actually played football.
Did not know that. Okay.
And it wasn't great. Neither was I. But I was an old Wampus Cat quarterback. You can't tell it by looking at me. It's about 100 pounds ago. And my only claim to fame is when we'd run wind sprints, Joe Fred Young was one of our coaches. And Bernie Cox was a coach at Conway at that time.
Oh, wow.
Dennis Fulmer was a head coach anyway, Ernest Miller. But when we'd run wind sprints every day, I would have to run them with a lineman. I was the only backer in that was so slow that I had to run wind sprints with a lineman.
Yeah.
So
you were effective
I wasn't very good.
Well, you're effective enough, obviously, if you got to play at least. So how was Conway when you were in school?
Oh, we were good. I mean, we weren't great. Mike knew was ahead of me and some of those other guys, Steve Fulmer, and they had a great year. And then I came along and we got to a little bit better, but great group of guys. I mean, we won six, whatever.
Yeah.
And just a great way to grow up in Conway, playing football and watching the Bears even back then.
Well, this community's changed a lot, and certainly this campus has changed a lot, and there have been a ton of improvements, especially with the academic facility or the athletic facilities, rather.
Yeah, we're really proud of the way it looks. Credit to our physical plant, Larry Lawrence, and all the people that work, and then everybody that works here. I mean, we do a good job about trying to keep it clean. We've got it really looking good. Of course, the weather in the summer helped with the rain.
Yeah.
But we've got real good academic facilities, and, Bear Hall just opened last year, and it's skyboxes are wonderful.
It's interesting talking to Coach and, talk about how they honestly have sold a number of student-athletes, on some of the things like the business school and other things. He was telling me, and I'm not familiar with this, you may be more familiar, there's apparently a new rodeo facility that's just a couple miles down the road, and he was telling me about a receiver that they've landed on campus he's a big rodeo guy. And that
really?
Was one of their selling points. So
really?
You never know how you're going to be able to utilize the Conway community to sell a prospective student-athlete.
Yeah, there's a rodeo. I haven't been down there. I didn't grow up with rodeo, but there's a cafe in it, and my wife and I went down there and ate one
night.
That's
more my speed, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good at eating. I don't know about rodeoing either, so that's not necessarily my deal.
Make sure you rodeo and then eat. We wouldn't do it the other
way. No, yeah, you wouldn't
do that. The other thing I'd encourage, if people are coming to our campus, to look at everything, and obviously our academic facilities are what I think are second to none, but we also have a bear. We got about a 10-foot bear that was carved out of a tree this summer, and it's down here in front of Wingo Hall, and a lot of people take pictures there.
I need to check that out.
Yeah, it's online. You can see it.
Also want to mention that the bookstore, and again, you may have heard, and I know the president knows it all too well, that now an Adidas campus.
Yes.
Also a Coke campus.
That's right.
Which is a selling point for those who are irritated when they go to Fayetteville that it's a Pepsi school now. It is a Coke campus here in Conway. It is also an Adidas campus, and the bookstore is going to be open until 6 o'clock, so if you're looking to gear up on bear gear, they're going to be open until 6 o'clock tonight, and you can go in there and hook yourself up with some new Adidas gear in order for to get ready for game time. So I just wanted to encourage folks to get their purple on.
I just went over. I went down the hall there before I came on the air, and I was looking for an XL, and they sold out of them. So I'm going to try to see if they can't pull one out of somewhere and I can buy it.
Yeah. Well, I was. I don't want to steer anybody away from here, but I got another place you can check out if you need a lead on places to find Adidas gear today. Well, we appreciate you coming by. I do want to give you a chance if you want to. I mean, it's so unique and so strange. I mean, and Dr. Teague avoided it today since he works directly in athletics. He didn't want to say anything about the NCAA, but the Johnny Manziel thing has been a national story all summer. And it's like, I mean, you want to talk about much ado about nothing and all sorts of buildup. And then we end up with a slap on the wrist. Just the whole thing is like, really, that's the ending? I mean, I've seen a few movies like that where it's like, well, this is really good. Really? That's the ending? That's the ending of your movie?
I'm not going to. Go there. I appreciate it.
Good move. Good move.
But let me say this before I leave the air. I appreciate very much y'all being here. Everybody with the buzz, the morning show, the show with no name, you and everybody associated with it. We very much appreciate you being here. And we also appreciate what you and Sully do.
I appreciate you. I just try to stay out of Sully's way and make sure his mic works. So it's
fun. Those are hard jobs. I think this gentleman sitting to your right, I was on the radio with the Traveler game.
You were on a Traveler game with
me. That's a hard hard thing to put on that headset and talk into.
This guy's the best in the business.
Pretty slick. All of you are.
I appreciate it. He's he does Traveler baseball. He does Henderson State football. Does UALR women's basketball, and sometimes he sits in here and lets me slap him around. So, I mean, Phil Elson is the most well-rounded broadcaster in Arkansas.
This is the easiest job I have. I would just get to be a smart aleck for 3 hours.
I don't know when y'all sleep.
I don't.
Tomorrow.
Especially if you have children. I mean, you know, you're on the air all the time. If you got kids, I don't know how you sleep.
Sometimes I drop a couple off at Dr. Teague's house. He's got so many, he hardly notices.
He wouldn't miss them. It's like when I was growing up, somebody could drop three off for dinner and we wouldn't know it.
Yeah. And these blend. They blend in. We're going to talk some more football coming up.